Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yerushalmi Beitza Daf Yudalit as we continue talking about different malachas on Yantif and comparing them to the malachas on Shabbos. What's mutter mishum ochol nefesh? What's not mutter mishum ochol nefesh? So we get into the next sugya, which is about the malacha of tochein and then the grinding and then the malacha of borer. Just one hara from the end of the last year where we spoke about the Ramban about we spoke about Shvusim being really maybe alluded to, a Chiyav Durabanan, but maybe a Kiyam Daraisa of Shabbason. But remember the Ritva that we sometimes like to quote. The Ritva notes in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes Zayin, where it sounds like the Gemara's Lashon is Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai Malchiyas Zichronos and Shofros. So Hashem says to say Malchiyas Zichronos and Shofros. So what does that sound like? Hashem saying, sounds like it's a Daraisa. Is it a Daraisa to say Malchiyas Zichronos and Shofros? So there's a Rashi in Parshas Emor that seems to say that, but the Ritva doesn't think so. The Ritva thinks that this Tefillah, Malchiyas Zichronos and Shofros, is a Durabanan. So what's the Lashon of the Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mishnaf Agav the Pesukim Malchiyas Zichronos and Shofros, Eina Min HaTorah, Lemi Durabanan, Mikol Makom, Mimasha Amra Torah Zichron Trua, Yesh Lomod Sheroi Lahazkir Pesukei Trua UPesukei Zichron UMalchiyas. It's appropriate. What does that mean? It's appropriate. Says the Ritva, Zebana Av B'chol Makom Shata Omer Zichronos V'chulu Shekol Mi Sheyesh Lo Asmachta Min HaPasek. Anytime that you have a remez in the Torah to a din drabanan, Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheroi Lasos Kein, Hashem is being merames that it's appropriate to do this. Ela Shelo Kavu Chova, but he didn't obligate it Mida Oraisa Umasru L'Chachamim, and he gave it to the Rabbanan to figure out. V'zed Avar Barav Emes, he left it open. He left it open, meaning it's a Hashem, you know, wants it to be a mitzvah, so to speak, Kaviyachol, but he wanted the Chachamim to figure it out, and that's why he left it as a remez. Not like the mafarshim, ha asmachto. Some say he's referring to the Rambam that says an asmachto is shukederach simin shenasnu chachamim. It's a simin. It's a remez that the Torah is giving, but not that the Torah really meant it. Chas v'shalom yishtaka hadavar v'lo yomar, says the Ritva. Chas v'shalom. You should say something like that. That's heretical to say that Hashem did not have this in mind when he wrote the Torah. Of course he did, says the Ritva. He gave it to the Rabbanan. Im yirtzu. Therefore, timsa chachamim nosnim b'chol makom raya. You find all the time that the Chachamim try to find an asmachta and a hint to their words in the Torah. They're not saying something totally new. The Kaldara Shebalpeh Remuza B'Torah Shebichsav Sheitamima Chas V'Shalom Shehischaseira Klum. Says the Ritva that every asmachta is really meant to be understood by the Chachamim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. That reminds us a little bit of there's an Ar Sameach that we have mentioned in the past in Hilchos Kriyashma. But Ar Sameach also wonders about the sheet of the Rambam that the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in his list. Right? He has Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, but he doesn't have Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The question is where is Zechira? It's a Beferish. The Rambam says begin Hilchos Kriyashma. So the Ar Sameach the begin Hilchos Kriyashma. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says that there are different types of mitzvahs derabanan. He says, "Veda ki chipasti b'divir Rabbeinu b'sefer haMitzvahs." I searched the Rambam and Sefer haMitzvahs. V'lo matzasi sheyimne mitzvahs lisias Mitzrayim lahasker b'kol yemos hashana. It does not have zechira, says the Mar Sameach. Rak b'leil tesvav shel Nisan v'hi gather to labincha v'yamahu. Umikra de Zacharis Yom, Halo Dovarhu. Vachem Bechibrolo, his Kirzela Mitzvah Befne Atzmo. Rak Bilchus Kriyashma. So why does he say that? So says the Ar Sameach, skipping down a little bit, he says, it is a mitzvah de Rabbanan. Right? There's no specific Therish Lashon in the Torah. Remember. The Torah says, do these other mitzvos in order to remember. So Tfilin and Shabbos and many mitzvos are Laman Tizkaras Yom Tzeisva. But there's no specific mitzvah of Zechira. And says the Ar Sameach, it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Wow. How is it a mitzvah d'Rabbanan? Says the Ar Sameach. D'yesh takanos chachamim she'ein zerach mishum mishmeres. There are some dinim d'Rabbanan that are what we call siyag. and gzeira. K'mon utilas shadayim v'chayotzi b'zeh. V'yeshuhu mishum inyanam shenizchadshu acharei matan Torah. And there are other types of mitzvahs derabanan that are based on events that occurred after Maimon Har Sinai. K'mon kriyas ha-magila v'chayotzi b'zeh. Obviously, that couldn't have been in the Torah. V'yesh, so there are siyagim, and there are ma'oraos after the Torah. V'yesh inyanam shehem la'afakas rotzana borei. Exactly what the Ritva says. And there are some mitzvahs derabanan that are just giving nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being motzi the Ratzon Hashem. Af ki lo hitil v'lo hichbid b'toras chova. Even though the Torah didn't obligate it, because kashero roshei haknesia. When the Atchik Nesa Gedola saw, ki zeu afakas Ratzon HaBorei, lo'ofen hayoser nirtza, his chayvu bazeh. Once they realize, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. V'zeu al tavos ki zikna imecha, v'hinei, ba'asher anu ro'im, shabori yisborach higid b'toraso. Once we see that there are so many mitzvahs in the Torah that are to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, then obviously it makes sense to remember. Shalatach leze yatzu b'chipazon, u'mebnei zet tziva b'pesach, u'b'shar mitzvahs, l'man tizkar kol yamei chayecha, tikna avoseinu lizkar b'peh. So they chazal were mesakein to say b'feirish verbally every day, b'peh mali Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom, u'lahodos lo'al zeh, v'zehu ha'shlam hazratzon, ha'borei yisparach. So this is the suggestion of the Bar Sameach, but it's the same idea as the Ritva that we have in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, the Aras Sameach, the beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma. So that relates to what we said at the end of the shiur yesterday of Kol Malacha Lo Ye'asa Bahem. The Shavusim Derabanan might be included in that. Okay, so now we get to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, what about Tochein? We mentioned that not every malacha of Ochal Nefesh is mutter on Yantif, right? That's we had a Lashon of Milisha Ve'eluch. What about Tochein? What about grinding? So grinding has certain limits, as we know already, even Hilchos Shabbos. Ain't tochein ela b'gdulei karka. There's a machlokas rishonim between the Rashba and the Ran, whether tochein has the heter of miyad, right? If you look in the text, in Chazal, only borer has the heter of miyad, doing it for an immediate purpose. Most malachas, you can't do for miyad purposes. Just because you want it right now, you can't show shecht miyad, you can't color miyad, you can't clean miyad. But borer, you can. What about tochein? The Rashba writes in the Shuvah, yeah, also tochein. And the Rama quotes as in Hilchos Shabbos that even tochein has the heter of miyat. But what about a general for Malach HaZachon Avish V'yantif? So here we go. Beishamai Yomrim Tavle Nidochen B'Madoch Shalis. Beishamai says, certain spices, if you don't grind them today, you grind them yesterday, they're not going to be as powerful and as tasty. So there are heterim to do it today, unlike yesterday, right? That's Malach HaZachon Nefesh, it's mutter. But sometimes you would need a shinui to make it different. Sometimes shinuyim make things. Most of the time a shinui makes something from Daraisa to Durabanan. We know that in Hilchos Shabbos. Once in a while it makes a mutter. We know by the Malach of Lush, of kneading in Hilchos Shabbos. So certain cases, if it's not a blila ava, like very thick, but it's a blila racha, like a drippy kind of mixture. So we know that we could, if you do two shinuyim, you switch the order of what you put in the bowl first, and then you don't do circles, but you do like X's and O's, so that would be allowed. That's a case of shinui gamur makes it mutter. So here, Beis Shammai says, Tavlin nidochem al shaleis. You should do a little shinui on Yantif. So the tavlin, the spices, could be crushed in a pestle, in a madoch shel eitz, meaning the usual madoch is made out of stone. So here he says you could use a madoch shel eitz, which is a little shinui. V'hamelach bepachu beitz hapara, but salt, clumps of salt, which has to be crushed and separated, you have to use a bigger shinui, says Beis Shammai. You have to use a pach, you have to use a kli, or beitz hapara, some type of a wooden spoon. That's what you have to use, says Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says no. One notch down. Tavla nidochel kidarkan, b'madoch shel evin. Regular spices could be crushed with a regular crusher of stone. You don't need any shinui. V'amelach b'madoch shel eitz. And salt, which is a little bigger issue, so then you need a little shinui. So you could use a pestle, what you usually use, but use a wooden one and not a stone one. So it's talking about issues of shinuyim. Interesting, shinuyim. The Egle Tal has an important comment in the Psicha of his Egle Tal, which we know is a sefer written on Hilchos Shabbos, the first a bunch of Malachas, and the rest of the Malachas he finished in the Avnei Nezer. It's the same author, right? The Avnei Nezer and the Egle Tal. So says the Egle Tal here in the Psicha that there are really two kinds of shinuyim. Two kinds of shinuyim. Ach birurin shel dvarim. Tihine malacha kila achar yad yesh b'shnei ofanim. Says the Egle Tal. Yesh ha-malacha atzma bilti nif'eles karaui. Sometimes the malacha itself won't come out as good. If you write, if you're a righty, you write with your left hand. It's not going to be the same after you write. V'hi shinui be'echus hanifal. That's a shinui in the resulting, you know, act. Ki'inyin shahanizra ba'atzah she'no nakuf. Or you plant in a flower pot that does not have a hole in the bottom of it. Shalo nizra ki urche. Av she be'echus ha'poel lohaya bo shum shinui. The act was normal, but the nifal, the result's going to be different. The yesh malacha kilacher yachu shini beichus hapoel levan. And sometimes you only have a difference in the act and not in the result. The result is exactly the same, but just the act is different. V'lo beichus hanifal kugon hakosev b'smolo avsha nifal dainu haksav nase karoi liyo she'imenes yadav. Let's say you were able to become ambidextrous and able to write clearly with your left hand. The kasav osios miyusharim kemo imhayakasav bia mino. V'chena mosim rishus l'rishus kalachar yado. Right, if you carry something in a weird way, you carry something on your neck, carrying it out. After etzem hamalacha hi b'hachifetz hamuva l'rishus acheres u'b'hachifetz ein shem shinui. There's no shinui in the chifetz. U'munach hata b'rishus acheres kiilu hayamotz iyo kedarko. It's sitting there in the next rishus. You took it out in the normal way. There's an echas hapoel, there's a change there. So says the Egletal, there's a difference between two types. There's an echas hanifal and an echas hapoel, right? Where it's just a difference in the act or a difference in the result. He says that's a difference between Hilchos Shabbos and elsewhere. Right? The poskim talk about writing a sofer who's a righty who writes a get with his left hand. Is that okay? So that's an example of a shinui in other areas of halacha. V'hine, says the Egletal, ba'ofan rishon shahamalacha atzma, o hamaisa atzma bilti nasas karoi v'ushin beichos hanifal, by a case where the first type of shinui, that there's a difference in the result, zem atzinu b'kama b'komos, the shalo kedarka lav klumhu. So there we say, shalo kedarka v'et shinui, it's not called a halachic act. Af zulas malacha Shabbos. Even outside of Malacha Shabbos, the alkein, achila shelo kedarka, eating in an abnormal way, meaning you're eating something raw, you're eating something by getting it into your bloodstream. Achal chelav chai, o ir b'dover mar, hayei shini b'hamachal. B'chena nichnas l'bayis ha'manuka derech achorav, you walk into a house backwards, hayei shinui b'habiyah shimaisa hanasa. Hikter v'chulu, when he quotes others, so that type of shinui is a shinui in all areas of halacha. But ba'ofan hasheni she'im shum shini be'echas hanifal. But the second type that I'm talking about, says the Egletal, that there's no shinui in the result. Rak be'echas ha'poel, the act is different, but the result is the same. Roy ha'il is chayiv. Shari mikol makam ha'pu'ula nigmar karoi. There you should say, as you do say in all other areas of halacha, that's a ma'isa daraisa, recognized. But mikol makom b'shabbos pater aleha. But that's the additional level of kula of Shabbos because of melechad machshev as asra Torah. That's the chiddush, says the Egletal, of Hilchos Shabbos as compared to all other areas of halacha. Aval gabi get ksav mikri shaksavi karoi. But if you write it with your left hand, it is still going to be okay. So that's part of melechad machshev as a kula, which we have mentioned often, that Malachas Machsheves 90% of the time creates a kula for Hilchos Shabbos. Malachas Shenesvicha Lagufa, Makalkel, Misasek, Shinui Grama, many other areas that are based on Malachas Machsheves. Shabbos is only chayev if it's Malachas Humanvan, as the uncle says in Vayakel. It's thought out, perfect, handiwork of a craftsman. But all other areas of halacha, they don't have that high standard of Malachas Machsheves. We do have, as we mentioned, it's once in a while you have a chumrah of Malachas Machsheves, right? That's very unusual. There is one time in Shas where the Gemara has it as a chumrah in Baba Kama Daf Samach, where it talks about Zoreh. It talks about Zoreh and fire and the Malacha of Eish, where the Gemara says sometimes if you use the wind for winnowing, Zoreh, Rav Ashi there says, Kiyamina Zoreh v'ruch misayasa, when you use the wind, so that's Zoreh, Hani mililinyan Shabbos, the Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah, and there Rashi says, Niskaima Machshavaso. That's a chumrah, meaning it's chayiv in Shabbos, even though it's pater. Aval hacha grama ba'almahu for grama b'nizak and pater. But outside of Hilchos Shabbos, it's only a grama, and grama would be pater. So that's a little bit Hilchos Shabbos and shinui, the two types of shinui in the world of Shinuyim, Shabbos, and Kol HaTorah Kula. We continue. Says the Gemara V'yaduch Me'esmol, why does Beis Hillel say that you're allowed to do it normally? Why can't you do it from yesterday? Grind it before Yantif. Chavrei B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, no, Shetaman Mar. Because it's the taste is going to be bitter. Rabbi Zir B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shetaman Pug, or weaker, right? Same Shita, right? The Mefarshim explained there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Varecho lo nomar, which the Targum is pug. It means the same thing. Basically, it means the taste is not going to be the same if you ground it before Shabbos, before Yantif, and therefore you're allowed to do it on Yantif. Shmuel Shachak al Sitra de Meduchta. Shmuel explains the Charedim, fitting in Shmuel into what it says in the Bavli. Really, Shmuel holds Me'ikra that it's mutter. Everything's mutter like Beis Hillel, maybe even more than Beis Hillel. You don't need any Shinuyim Me'ikra din, right? More than Beis Hillel. But what did he do? He was machmer on himself. He turned over what he was grinding on, right? The sitra, the side of the meduchta of the what he was grinding on. So he turned it over to the side as a personal chumrah. But it wasn't that he held that you needed a shino. You see in the charedim, but Talmud Bavli amrinan to savar. Shmuel holds the kol anidochin idochin kedarkan v'yafilu melach b'li shinui k'Rebbe Meir the palagatana de masnisan like a meir who argues on our mishnah v'yamar hachi alibid beis hillel everything's mutter but Shmuel just said shinui zuter boy he did a little bit of a shinui he was machmir on himself that's Shmuel Rav amar kol anidochin idochin kedarkan Rav was not machmir Rav said it's mutter you don't even need that little shinui and he wasn't even machmir on himself again personal chumras. Is a big sugya. Shmuel did this. Maybe it wasn't, you know, part of the discussion of personal chumras, relates to the issue of mechzi kiyuhara. Again, which, bringing undue attention to oneself, which you have to know who you are, right? Known as Yerushalmi we had back in Maseches Brachos. Yerushalmi discussed in the second perek that in the days of old, you know, the roads in the winter were full of mud. And you couldn't walk, you would sink into the mud. So it was like a mutual understanding that everybody would walk on a people's property, on the edges of their properties, instead of in the street. So one time the Gemara tells in the second paragraph of Brachas, Maisaber Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, Shahayu Baderech, Vayimastachan Letzadin, they were walking on the edges of people's property, because that's what was understood and acceptable. And you say those hadrachim. V'ra'u es Rabbi Yehuda ben Pappas. They saw from afar there was a rabbi walking towards them. Shahayim Mishtakeya, that was sinking into the mud and walking in the middle of the street. Uba Kenegdan. Amar Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. Mihu zeh shemara atzbo be'etzba. Who is this that's bringing his finger, you know, and making people look at him and merci ki yuara? Amalo Yehuda ben Pappas who? So Rabbi Yeshua answers, don't worry. It's Yehuda ben Pappas shekol ma'isav l'shem shamayim. So you see from there that you know, based on who you are might determine what is acceptable behavior. What is acceptable behavior? You know, it also might depend on context and on even time in history. Remember the Mishnah Maseches Brachos? Mishnah Brachos says that the chassan on the first night of his wedding is not allowed to say Kriya Shema. Because what? He's going to say, I could handle it. I could have kavana. He's not allowed to say Kriya Shema because we don't assume he has. He could have kavana because lo kol harotzei li'tol Hashem yitol is the language of the Mishnah that he has to recognize that he can't have kavana. Says Tosfos two daf later in here Yuzayin Mabez mihu anu shebishum pam ein on machavnim heitev. But we never have kavana. Says Tosfos imachasan. Says Tosas, Mechzi Kiyuar Bizmanazeh is exactly the opposite. Usually, if you don't say, the Mishnah says that you have to not say Kriya Shema, so people don't think you only have Kavana. But now, what are you going to do? You're not going to say Kriya Shema the night of the wedding? I always have Kavana. Tonight, I can't. Malasot, what could I do? I wish I could have Kavana. We never have Kavana, says Tosas. And therefore, a chassan has to say Kriya Shema the night of the wedding bizman hazeh. So Shmuel here was machmer on himself. Mestama, he did it either because he was like Yehuda ben Baba, or he did it in private. Right, there's a Maritz Chayas also in Sukkah around Daf Chavches, where the Mishnah talks about that really you're allowed to eat achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. And the Mishnah quotes examples of Tanoim that did not eat arai chutz l'sukkah. And the Gemara says, Maisa. And the Gemara says, no, they're allowed to do it because it's eino yuhara. What does that mean? Why is it not yuhara? So the Maritz Chayas says, because nobody knows what you're eating in the sukkah. You're going into the sukkah, you're having a little bit. Maybe you're not eating arai. Maybe you're eating keva. So that's why the Maariv Chayei says, that's why it will be yora. It's, that's why it's not yuhara, because here it is. The Maariv Chayei is in chavav amebeis. The ikur b'fiyasu the talibos of okay lo shayach b'zei yuhara the haroe yomar the inze tiima rak via mamish odilma yochalod b'kaygam na lo shayach yuhara umipizeh rasher lahachmir al atzmos. That's what Shmuel did. Good. We continue. Says like my Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiya, Rav Imi, B'shem Rav Yochanan, Hashum v'Hashechlayim v'Hachardol Midochin Kedarkan. These items, garlic and mustard, they can be crushed in the normal way. Kedarkan. All the Befarshim on the page deal with how all of these shitas relate to each other. Who's arguing on who? Right, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, Nidoch Kedarkan, because these, if you did it yesterday, you will lose flavor. That's why you're allowed to do it. Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Ha'osa Alintin B'Shabes. If somebody makes Alintin, some type of mixture with wine and spices, if you make that on Shabbos, Chayev Mishum Mirakeid. Switch that word, sifting. Sifting, because sifting on Shabbos is Aser, one of the malachas, one of the less common malachas, but that's Aser on Shabbos. Habiyatav Mutter, but Mashba, according to Rabbi Yochanan, on Yatubi Mutter. It's one of those malachas that you need to do for Ochal Nefesh. Rabbi Chizki B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiya, Ha'osa Linton Miyantif. Somebody makes a Linton Miyantif, no, Aser Mishim Arakid. It's Aser. Why? Because he also could have done that before Yantif without losing any flavor. Yislag Diyava, Shal Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'al Mishka Kuntidin B'Yamatava. Can you grind and make the mixture Kuntidin? On Yom Tava, on Yontif. Can you make the kuntadin? What's kuntadin? It's wine and honey and pepper. Can you crush the pepper for the kuntadin? Amalei, says Rabbi Yochanan Shari, yeah, it's mutter. And not only is it mutter, v'yev livan ashasi, bring me some. And he wasn't just saying it in the Beis Medrash. Sometimes you ask a posik something and they'll say mutter. He's like, do you do that in your house? So the posik might say, what does it matter what I do in my house? When I do what I do, I'm telling you it's mutter. So Rabbi Yochanan was convincing them and saying, yeah, it's even... It's lamaisa mutter. I would drink from it. Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Shimon Levi Shari. Rabbi Shimon Levi also says, Rabbi Avo says the name of Shimon Levi is mutter. Rabbi Zeira, boy, come here, Rabbi Avo. So Rabbi Avo just quoted Rabbi Shimon Levi that it's mutter. Now Rabbi Zeira asks Rabbi Avo, manda avitavus, if somebody wants to act proper, tavus, somebody wants to act well, right? The carbonada, mishu hu oset tov ukedin. If somebody's a good Jew, lo shachik le meyasmo, shouldn't he grind it yesterday? Shouldn't he grind it from yesterday by the kuntadin? So I'm a lay in. So Rabbi Avo says, sure, yes. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Rabbi Avo just says it, you should do it from yesterday. Then he just quotes from Yeshua ben Levi that it's mutter. So Miklav, she does it. Rabbi Avo, hacha hu amar shari. Here, first he says, sorry, in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, and would rather not say that he's just quoting that, you know, leilo svirale. He's not quoting a shita and then not holding of it. So earlier he says, Mutter v'hachu amar asur, and here, when Rabbi Zeira asked him, you have to do it yesterday, and he says, yeah, you have to do it yesterday. Ella, why did he say that? Ella begin to Rabbi Avo yada. Rabbi Avo knew to Rabbi Zeira machmir. He knew Rabbi Zeira, who's asking him this question, is machmir. The inun machmir, and he knew Rabbi Zeira's whole town is machmir. Begin kain hu avedich vason. That's what he just said, machmir. He didn't want to get into it. He knew everybody else holds the chumrah around here, so he just says, lachumra, right? Kupia halacha. The Korban Eidah here quotes from the Gemara Masachim, Dvarim hamutarin va'achirim nohagubo iser, iyata rasher lahatir b'fnehem. But if you have something that's ikra din mutter, but everybody holds the minhag is la'asar, then it's a halachic issue of matering it, and therefore, he didn't want to be matering, not just being nice and not want to get into machlokas, but he knew that, this is a minhag lachumra, and therefore he wasn't going to, change it. A different version of the story is the boy Meimar Hachin Amarle. This is what Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Avo. What was the first version? Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Avo, don't you have to do it yesterday? And Rabbi Avo said, yeah. So there's a different story. Rabbi Zeira says to him, man de boy die datav, if somebody wants to do good, lo shachak leim in de esmal. Right? He just said to him, statement, he doesn't have to do it yesterday because he wants it to taste good, and therefore it is mutter me'ikar hadin. Rabbi Zeira shal lakaladroma. Rabbi Zeira asked Kaladroma. Kaladroma was the name of the Eved of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah. So he asked Kaladroma, Avdid Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, Shachak hu Marech, Kuntidon B'Yamatava, did your master, he's trying to get the story. Sometimes you can't ask the Gadol, so you ask like the people who are around. So did your master, did your Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah grind Kuntidon B'Yamatava, Amalei in? He says, yeah, V'chol Mine Sikrikon, and all types of spices he ground on Manyata. If we don't exactly know what Sikri Kohen is, the Charedim says, Lo is Parish Mahu. We don't exactly know what it is. Aval Nireshu Shem Kolel Minim Rabim. It's a type, but it's a kolel that includes many different spices. Mehem Kuntidon Vedomen Kolaminim Zelazeh. Okay, different types of spices that are there. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Lazar, B'Shem Rabbi Imi, Avuid Rabbi Avudma, the Tziporin, Ma Pligin. Now getting back, the Haredim says we're going back on the Mishnah, Beishamai Beis Hillel. Ma Pligin, what's the case that Beishamai Beis Hillel argue about whether you need a type of shinui for grinding or not? Litain Litzli. That means if you're going to use it for roasting, so that is a machlokas. That's where Beishamai says it's, it could be that it's aser, you have to do it with a shinui. Halak Deira Mutter. But for cooking, even Beishamai would say that not doing it today is going to affect the flavor, and therefore it would be mutter to do it today. Rabbi Nachum, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba, Boi, Hada Atrisa. This Atrisa, we don't know what Atrisa is, says the Charedim. It was some type of food that sometimes they ate dry, sometimes they ate cooked, and sometimes they would eat little by little. Sometimes they see the Charedim. Niradu min machol yadua etzlam lif amim ochlan oso yavesh. Sometimes you ate a dry vinosnin, a love tchila tablet. You put some spices, crushed spices on top of it, lahatimo, to make it taste good. Pamim mavashal oso bakadera. Sometimes you cook it and you put the spices into the cooking. Lif amim ochlan biyovesh. Sometimes you don't put any spices on it, you just dip it. You just dip it. So you let it make these spices on yantif. So the Gemara says, hadatrisa li yavesh aser. If it's you're just putting the spices on top of it, liyavish, then it's also to do it beforehand. Because mistama, just putting the spices on top of it would be good enough. That's for sure mutter. You don't have to do it you could do it yesterday and it would be just as good. Likadera mutter. But cooking it, doing it yesterday would be lose its flavor, and therefore you for sure let it grind it today. Al yad tzricha. But if you're doing it little by little for the dipping, so then that's tzarachi, and we're not sure whether that would be mutter. Okay, we don't exactly know what atrisa is, but that's the different cases. Adkan tochein, grinding. Now we get into borer. And the question is, borer on Shabbos, we know, requires the three requirements. Ochel yad la'alter, right? Good from the bad for immediate consumption and not using a separating instrument. So what about Shabbos? Does Shabbos need, what about Yontif? Does Yontif need that also? That's going to be a machlokas between Bisham and Beis Hillel. There is a factor that's mentioned in the Bavli that's not beferish mentioned here. We'll have to talk about it, whether it is, in terms of whatever is less tircha. That might be the rule on Yontif. Whatever is less tircha. But we'll see if the Yerushalmi holds of that. The malacha of Borer itself in Shabbos is a fascinating malacha. I'll just mention one source, and that is the Yeshuas Yaakov. The Bir Halacha, the beginning of Shin Yud Tes, quotes the Yeshuas Yaakov that says, isn't Borer a type of malacha she'in etzricha legufa? Right? You don't, let's say you do it in a violation way. You take the bad. So, you don't want the bad. So isn't that, right, why they separated the Mishkan? Because they wanted what they took. So if they take the bad, so ask the Yeshuas Yaakov, the ikr malacha is Borer. Afilu Borer, psolis mitoch ochel, amai chayiv, harehu malacha she'in etzricha legufa. So Vitirates, what does he answer? He says that and this is a lumdish question, you don't look at the Maisa Breira. You call it Tikkun HaOchel. If you hate black jelly beans and you take out the black jelly beans, you don't look at the Maisa Breira, you look at the fixing of the food. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, Vitirates, the Inyan Meleches Borer Hushap Psoles Eino Roi La'achila, the Gam Ha'ochel Eino Roi Kolkach La'achila, Ima Psoles Shebesocho, Glal Kain, because of that, Humafred Apsoles Ben Ochel, Vim Kain Ha'malacha, Eino Nikres Al Breres Hapsoles, Rak de Misakain Ha'ochel, Shehe Roi La'achila, Vizeo Malacha Tzvichelugof Ochel, De Mashvile Ochel Gamor. That's an important yisod that the Bir Halacha quotes in the Yeshuas Yaakov. The roots of it might be in the Baal Amor even also. So let's just read the Mishnah. Habor kinyas biyantiv. If somebody's separating legumes, the kinyas and yantiv, from its shells, from its psoles, beshami omrim, borer ochel, we're going to add in a vav, the ochel. Shidu b'kubetzas here, another Rishonim say, there's two factors. Borer ochel, beshami basically says, same rules of Hilchos Shabbos. Borer ochel, you have to take the good from the bad, eat it right away. You need the conditions. And as we'll see, you can't use a separating instrument. Obeisil omrim, borer kadarko. No, Obeisil argues, says, no, you can do kadarko. Darko means psoles. Zarko means soles mitoch ochel. That's the darko. Becheko ubitamchui, on your lap, or using some type of low-level separating instrument, avalo betavlo, avalo benafo, avalo betvara, but not serious types of separating instruments. Not serious type of separating instruments, the Magen Mishnah writes in Paragimel. Halacha tezvav, why not? Why can you use, if it's mutter, you don't need the rules of Borer. So he says, because those types of instruments make it appear that you're doing it for, you know, for a long time in the future. That's the Magen Mishnah, based on a Rashi. So that's the, basically says it's mutter, seems to say mutter, no matter what. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Af Mediach V'Sholabe. Rabbi Gamliel says you could soak it. You could put it in water and have water above it and have the psoles, you know, go up to the top of the water. So we'll have to see if Rabbi Gamliel is saying only that's mutter and everything else is aser. We'll have to see as we get into these issues of borer. Okay, we'll stop here.